Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Millionaire Woman Show, where we are jumping into episode 27, Going the Extra Mile. You can start right where you stand and apply the habit of going the extra mile by rendering more service and better service than you are now being paid for. And this was said by Napoleon Hill years and years ago. Going the extra mile. What does it mean to you? Whether you're looking to climb the corporate ladder or create a pipeline of customers, you want to consider going the extra mile. This could mean promotion, customer loyalty. These are little things that make a big difference. When people are thinking of others who go the extra mile, the qualities of consistency and commitment to what matters often makes them stand out. People who go the extra mile are often doing ordinary things, but what they do is a little bit extra, and that separates them and makes everything extraordinary. Have you ever experienced someone going the extra mile? This is often an interview question that is used when people are hiring to determine how willing someone is to put in the effort required to make an impact on someone. Years ago, in my nursing career, I remember looking after a lady who had been in the hospital for 2 weeks, and she was anxious to go home. That morning when we were doing rounds, I came to her room and she was quite upset. The doctors had told her that she needed to stay at least another 2 to 3 days because she wasn't ready to go home yet. She said to me, "I just want to see sunshine." I knew that I couldn't take her off the unit to go outside because she had a heart monitor. During my break, I was walking through the gift shop and I noticed a beautiful yellow carnation. So I purchased it for her. I took it to her room and I said, "You know I can't take you outside to the sunshine, but I can at least bring the sunshine to you. And here is your sun." She was overjoyed. It was something so simple. I really didn't think it was very much, but to her it meant the world. It made me feel good, and because I was able to turn someone's bad day into something more positive. Going the extra mile doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Sometimes all it is listening ear or spending time with someone. The extra mile I have experienced often came from someone who was willing to put in a lot more effort than what others were willing to do. They were always willing, looking for a solution, finding a way to make something work. They did this with a positive attitude and without complaining. Have you ever noticed what happens when you go the extra mile? You may not believe it, but people do start to take notice, and they take notice of what you're doing. When people start seeing you go above and beyond, whether it's assisting others or gaining new knowledge and applying it to the area of your expertise, they notice. Suddenly you become indispensable, the resource person, the go-to. If layoffs were to arise, you'd be the one they want to hang on to. You can be the first person that they look to for promotion or new opportunity. Going the extra mile is doing so without expectation. Even though you're doing this without expectation, there may come a time when you feel like you'd like to ask for a raise or negotiate that raise. This will be the time when you can demonstrate the efforts that you've put in and the results that you've helped achieve. Many people choose to do just what's required, the bare minimum, but few to choose to go above and beyond. There are several ways in which you can go above and beyond. Create that wow factor. The marketplace is crowded. You need to start thinking outside the box and putting in the effort, getting the greatest return on your investment of your time, money, resources, and sharing your unique gifts. One of the easiest ways to go the extra mile is just how can I help? Learn to be of service. Discover ways that you can help. And don't wait for someone to ask you. Jump in and help out. Take initiative. Don't overwhelm yourself. Delegate where you can for efficiency's sake. You can't take on everything, so you need to find that sense of balance. Some people believe if they work longer hours, this means they're going the extra mile. And if this is done consistently, it can lead to burnout, stress, and dissatisfaction. Find ways to work smarter by beginning with your end in mind. Listen to episode 26, Start with Your End Game. Plan out what you need to do and be consistent with your approach. Pay attention to the details, not just the big picture. Discover ways to create that wow factor. Create an element of surprise. Do the unexpected. What's stopping you from doing the unexpected now and surprising others? Why not call 3 to 5 of your current clients today and ask them how they are and if there's anything you can be of service? Take time to write handwritten thank you notes or send small gifts of appreciation. Years ago, one of my realtors used to give out pumpkin pies to all of her clients on Thanksgiving. It was a lot more memorable than a calendar. Find ways to be memorable, and your customers will be your champions and spread the word. Send an article or a magazine of interest related to a previous conversation or something that you like about them. Let them think, wow, they remembered. I can't believe it. Take extra care in wrapping a gift. You know, so often we toss it into a gift bag. When reading a book or listening to a podcast, email the author or the host. Let them know how you enjoyed it. How has it been significant to you? Share a shout out on social media. It's free. And be specific about why someone stood out for you. I would love to hear about how you go above and beyond and the ways in which you felt that you were provided service that was above and beyond. Email me at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. I want to thank you for joining us on the Millionaire Woman Show. And also, the sponsor of this show is my new book that's coming out in November. You can go to letsbecurious.ca to learn more. It's all about asking questions. So Let's Be Curious is about how to ask the right questions, get better answers so we can make the best decisions. You can pre-order right now. It's $15 until November 15th. Get your copy today and buy one for a friend. Help spread the word of how you can help them reach the next level. But until the next episode, go out and be the change in the world. How are you going to go the extra mile today? Take one thing that you've learned today and apply it to how you are and who you are and make a difference in the world. Go out and be the change you wish to be in the world and make today great. Take care, everyone. Till the next episode.